Argument 10. Prophecies. The 10th argument, which is myriad smaller arguments, is that God granted to Hazrat Mirza Sahib abundant knowledge of his secrets, and this knowledge is evidence of his truth and of his divine commission. The Holy Quran says, فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. And he, Allah, reveals not his secrets to any except the one whom he chooses, namely his messenger. An abundance of revealed knowledge about matters inaccessible to human beings is a sign by which divine messengers may be distinguished from others. Such messengers receive crystal clear wahi, revelation, free from all confusion. They are helped by convincing signs and are informed about great events before they happen. They are commissioned by God. To deny them is to deny the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran teaches that knowledge of God's secrets is granted only to God's messengers. To deny this is to deny all prophets. Prophets have ever presented God-given knowledge of secrets as proof of their authenticity. The Bible teaches that the sign of a false prophet is that he should say something in the name of God, and this should not come true. When in the light of this we examine the claim of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, the promised Messiah on whom be peace, his truth shines forth like the noonday sun. So abundantly and so constantly was he favored by knowledge of God's secrets that, accepting the Holy Prophet of Islam, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, the prophecies of other prophets provide no parallel to his. In fact, it would be true to say that if the prophetic signs given to the promised Messiah were divided among prophets, they would be enough to prove the prophetic status of many. Of these prophetic signs, I give below an account of 12 principal ones as examples. The prophecies of the promised Messiah were of many different kinds. Some related to political changes, some to social developments, to cosmic events, some to religious matters, some to intellectual activities, some to the birth of children, some to the cessation of births, some to earthly transformations, some to relations between nations, some to relations between rulers and their subjects, some to the success of his mission, some to the defeat and destruction of his enemies, and some to the future shape of things. His prophecies, in short, can be divided into a number of categories. A description of the categories would make a long list. The 12 prophecies which I wish to describe have already been fulfilled. The first of these relates to Afghanistan.